With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Arkansas GOP Senator Tom Cotton says Kamala Harris wants amnesty for illegal immigrants.
If we have another 4 years of Biden-Harris immigration policy, and it'll be worse under President Harris if she's elected. We're not going to have 10 million illegals in this country. As Donald Trump said, we're going to have 30 or 40 million illegal aliens. It'll simply be a glaring neon sign to the rest of the world that if you can get here, you'll stay. But Kamala Harris is not going to secure a border. She's not going to deport anyone.
Akash Shogul with Americans for Prosperity says Harris' plan to give Americans thousands of dollars for housing and education just won't work.
Yeah, well, let's look at what has happened in other places where government has tried to, quote-unquote, lower costs by giving people money to buy these things. The cost of higher education, the cost of health care, these are two great examples, right? Costs have skyrocketed way beyond inflation.
Also at SRNnews.com, could be a rough week in the Windy City for this week's Democratic National Convention.
Tens of thousands of people are descending upon Chicago for the convention, including delegates, journalists, and activists. The city says it has made necessary preparations with police and the Secret Service to deal with protesters. The largest group is the pro-Palestinian Coalition to March on the DNC. The group wants to end U.S. aid to Israel and has planned demonstrations on the first and last days of the convention. Greg Clugston, Chicago.
Well, one of Russia's most active volcanoes has erupted, spewing plumes of ash 3 miles into the sky over the far eastern Kamchatka Peninsula and briefly triggering code red warnings for aircraft. The eruption comes after an earthquake struck earlier in the day, Sunday. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood is being sued.
This time it has nothing to do with abortion, however. A young woman who lived as a man for a few years and is now detransitioned is suing Planned Parenthood for giving her testosterone and helping her obtain a double mastectomy while she was a teenager. While Planned Parenthood is the nation's largest abortion business, it has lately become heavily involved in the transgender business, providing drugs and surgeries to young people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A former Cornell University student sentenced to 21 months in prison for posting threatening statements against Jewish people on campus. Patrick Day, accused by federal officials of posting vows to shoot and stab Jewish people on a Greek life form. Threats come shortly after Hamas carried out its deadly attack on Israel last October. Day pleaded guilty, and in addition to the prison sentence, that's 3 years of supervised release. This is SRN News. If you're looking for a new house, you may need to factor in the cost of your agent's commission.
If you're thinking of buying a home with the help of a real estate agent, you can no longer take it for granted that a seller will cover the cost of your agent's commission. Home sellers have traditionally offered a blanket commission to a buyer's agent when they list their home on the market, but that will no longer be allowed as of this weekend, when various changes to U.S. real estate industry practices are set to take effect. A home buyer may still try to negotiate such an offer from the seller, but if they decline, that would leave the home buyer on the hook for paying for their agent's services. Ron Taylor reporting.
Extreme heat in Colorado over the weekend causing more than 100 people to seek emergency treatment, sent 10 others straight to the hospital. Colorado Springs officials say it was well over the 100-degree mark. More details at SRNnews.com.